You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What do girls want anyway?
Well, apparently not total losers.
We're pretty good at basketball. Yeah, as long as we don't have to run or jump or dribble or nothing.
Isaac Rob.
Hey, you guys up for a little game?
Sure.
Well, let's make it interesting. Say $20.
How about 50?
You're on.
Jason Sukanik.
Dude, we don't have $50. We don't have 20.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
What the hell's up with that?
We win, and they get the chips. That sucks, dude.
105.1 and 1080.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's jobs. We gotta get jobs. Then we get the khakis. Then we get the chicks.
The Fan.
Welcome back. I see that just because we've moved to the FM dial, where all the cool people hang out, we have not gotten any better about staying on the clock. We are a break behind.
Ah, for God's sakes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry about that.
Well, I don't think they care. Do they care?
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
People care.
I don't think they do.
They do.
I don't.
Just because you don't care, people care.
I think we are supposed to care for ratings, and that should be important, but we also understand the rating system may be somewhat flawed, and therefore maybe it doesn't matter.
Buck, quit making excuses for him.
Can I also...
You're an enabler, Buckley.
Can I also
state
that...
Well, you guys
have
already decided that we don't need to do it, so here we are.
Don't lump me into this.
Well, look, we've been like this for 20 years, and we're doing pretty good. So it obviously doesn't matter that much.
I feel bad when I look down and we're 12 minutes over.
Oh, you don't.
I do.
What do you care? And by the way, people podcast a lot now. And so that it doesn't matter for that.
It matters. When I look down.
It doesn't matter for anything.
You're telling me that you don't have any, like, if you're doing a project at your house and it really doesn't matter and you screw it up so bad. Like, you don't look down and you're like, oh, my God,
well, I don't
really
consider this screwing up. It's just not a thing. It doesn't matter.
it's a thing.
I can paint over it, you know? It's like,
I kind of feel like as long as you get all the breaks in.
Exactly.
So what?
Thank you. You said
painting over.
Fake news.
If I am painting some trim.
Yeah.
And I butcher, like, you know, I'm like, I'm going to freestyle this. I'm going to do
long
a little.
As it's covered.
I'm going to do a little Michelangelo. And I'm painting. And I get like a huge, I get done with a piece of trim. And I look over, I'm like, oh my God, it's all over the wall. Yes, I can paint over the wall. I still feel like a jackass.
But that's the thing. We're not making a mess.
I don't feel like a jackass. I am painting a Picasso here, and it takes time to do that.
I understand.
Okay.
You're in the weave.
So
you're doing the Trump weave.
Right.
All right, man.
It takes time. So maybe we're gonna be a break behind. Who cares?
I think we're gonna stop.
Fine. Fire me. Bring in the clock guy. I'm sure he'll do great in the ratings.
Yeah. Tua would do it.
Very successful. Very rich.
Tag Ovalia. I'm gonna get
it's
that
the,
down.
It's
so
the,
next time
he goes up at the end. It's volley
tag,
like it's a question. Volley ah.
So next time, don't. I'm not gonna play it.
Yeah.
To see what and I want to see if you can remember it because I can't remember it.
No, it's gonna take me a while.
Like Tagovailoa, I can remember.
Yeah. Tagovailoa.
Willametta.
Willametta.
Tag
Mariotto.
Mariotto.
Violia.
Roger Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
Okay, test, go. What is it?
Tag Violia?
Tag a Violia?
Yeah.
Tua. Tag Ovalia.
Ovalia.
Ovalia. It's so good.
All right, now we got to get back on track because, my God, the show.
It's just careening off the rails. Whatever will we do?
Well, we've got a young new hotshot boss.
We do.
And I wonder if he cares about. I wonder if he cares about the clock.
He's 40, for God's sakes.
You know?
He just looks younger than us. Well, he is younger than us.
All right. So I've got some Ohio State Oregon banter.
Okay.
Coming up next for you guys out there.
I was cruising around yesterday and there was some UW fan was like, man, not a single person is talking about Ohio State UW. And I was like, no.
Why would they be?
Is Ohio State coming up to Seattle this
year? Yeah,
they're
coming up to Seattle.
Oh, cool.
And I do think Washington's going to be better, but dude, you can't win like six games and then be like, why is no one talking about us?
Well, what do they want to be said about that?
I think they want there to be like a big buzz. Like
that nation to recognize they're supposed to be better.
But that's, you can't.
That's not how it works.
Hmm.
You know, if it, coming off the national title game, yes, that would have been a big deal. But dude, you lost to Washington State last year. You don't get to then be like, why isn't anyone talking about our big Ohio State game? I do think the doggies can be better, though.
All right, so we'll get to that Ohio State, Oregon. Just some chatter.
Okay.
Amongst players. We will get to that coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan. Well, we just had Dusty in here. Apparently he's listening to the show.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But he is.
Not only more, listen to me.
Well, I asked him, I said,
showed you what's up.
I said, lay it down. What are your thoughts on the clock? And he said, I'm not a clock Nazi. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's about to get way worse.
Somehow that's what you took out of that conversation?
Yeah.
Hold on, can we get your version? What happened between Dusty? What did he say?
I think we're all on the same page.
Oh, we are.
The clock no longer matters, and it's officially become okay. Thunderdome.
I mean, it kind of matters, but it's like saying,
I think that's exactly what Dusty said.
It's like saying my bullpen catcher is the most important player on the team. He's just not. It doesn't matter. It'd be nice to have a good one, but not essential.
You're saying the clock is the bullpen catcher?
That's right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I was thinking more like maybe the like a four starter or like a long reliever,
no,
but bullpen
dude,
catcher.
Not even that important.
A strong defense, late inning defensive replacement.
Yeah. I mean, the listeners probably don't even.
According to Rob, it's a fungo bat. What exactly is a fungo bat, by the way?
That's just a bat that, a wooden bat that is not top heavy, but end heavy that coaches use to hit ground balls and in batting practice and such.
Why is it?
It's made of fungo.
Yeah. No, it's not made of fungo. It's the shape.
So, Ohio State, pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good little football team.
Yeah. I would say so.
Although not the favorite to win the Big Ten.
No, that would be Penn State. How about that? Oregon nor Ohio State, the number one team in the country last year, undefeated, and the national champion, neither one of them favored in their conference. And both teams will probably be playing the no one believes in us card, which I find adorable.
Well, Oregon's, aren't they kind of young? Aren't they pretty young at some spots?
There's just new faces. I don't know.
Some of them are pretty young.
Yeah. I mean, like when you consider who you're expecting to be kind of major contributors, I don't know. Does Dante Moore as a redshirt sophomore, is that considered young? Because the O-line isn't young.
But now, this is probably the year you start to see some of the impact of the recruiting out of high school from Dan Lanning because it's like the third year. But
like your best running, your two running backs are not young. Your quarterback, I don't know if you would call that young. It's actually a very veteran-laden O-line. Now, DeCorian Moore is a guy that you're expecting to maybe be your big play guy, and he's a true freshman.
I think your receiving core is young.
Your receiving core is young and probably inexperienced.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a position where you were like, I'm not certain about, I think that's probably where you're going with this. And just a lot of new faces.
Well, anyway, Penn State's favored in the Big Ten.
Yes.
But Ohio State still has the baddest man in college football. And he's pretty young. I think he's only a sophomore.
Well, you can
Jeremiah Smith.
You can make the argument, and I've seen it made many times, that the two best players in college football, regardless of position, both reside in Ohio State, and that being Smith on one side and then Caleb Downs, who's the safety, on the other. Most people consider them, if not the two best players, the best player and then maybe the fourth best player in college football.
Well, Jeremiah Smith was speaking recently about Oregon. And he had some nice things to say.
Nice.
He said, this was at Big Ten Media Day,
mm-hmm.
He was asked about his impressions of Autzen Stadium. And he said, quote, it was rocking. Probably the loudest I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
The fans were definitely getting hyped. Couldn't hear anything. Probably the best stadium I played in last year.
And if you don't know, he was the one that got flagged for the push-off, the offensive pass interference that kind of poo-pooed that whole late drive. And then obviously he had a nice game there and then came back in the playoff. That game, by the way, because I went down to that one. I was at the Ohio State-Oregon game, and I didn't go down to cover it. I just went as a fan. Me and the BTJ went. That is a top five environment of sports that I've ever seen.
Playoffs.
That place was, and I've been to plenty of big games at Autzen Stadium. That was incredible. In fact, remember, that started a whole thing. Ohio State fan, because a bunch of them came, they started a whole, like, we need to do something different. Like, they were like...
Well, they're all spoiled.
They're not loud unless
it's a big game.
Yeah, they were like, dude, we cannot hold a candle to this.
But even, like, they were talking about, like, game day operations, how it seems like at every break there's something, whether it's a song or a show or someone being recognized that, like, keeps people engaged, and their fans were like, we have got nothing like this.
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine their fans like Jeremiah Smith saying that Autzen's the loudest stadium he's ever been in, you know. Because most fans, I think every team's fans take pride in being the loudest.
Sure.
Even though they're not.
No.
And Ohio State should be, but they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, they should be because they have 110,000 people in that state.
It's a lot of people.
But they're not.
And they just, like you said, there's like a laissez-faire attitude. And sometimes it's the shape of it. Like, I've heard that about Michigan so many times that the big house is this enormous place, but it really doesn't get loud considering all the people.
So, pretty classy statement from Jeremiah Smith. Now to the other side of the thing here. And we've got Tez Johnson.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
I do remember Tez. Very good player for
your...
Now
of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yeah, he plays for the Bucs. And he, even though he plays for the Bucs, is still thinking about getting revenge on Ohio State.
Really?
From the Rose Bowl. Okay. Yeah. He called him out?
How did you... Dude, you got... All right.
So he says, quote, Ohio State going to get beat in the championship this year. I got a lot of receipts that I'm keeping right now because, yeah, I hold grudges. I'm sorry. I hold grudges. I mean, obviously, I wanted to win the Rose Bowl, but we came up short. So we're going to go back to the Rose Bowl this year. And if it's Ohio State, we're going to come at Jeremiah Smith.
Okay.
How about that?
Anyone else besides me think that's sad and kind of dumb and pathetic? Like, you got your ass...
Not me.
Boy.
You got your ass whipped.
You're keeping receipts of the reminder of how badly you got your ass whipped?
And then you're gone, and now it's two very different teams with very different players. And so a group of defenders that weren't there last year...
We're coming at Jeremiah Smith. You play on the offensive side of the ball, and you're not there anymore.
Yeah, that's just a strange...
That's kind of odd.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, but okay. I mean, I guess once a duck, always a duck, and... Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Tez kind of personality, you know, big personality guy.
Yeah. That's a weird, in the middle of NFL training camp, you're trying to like make the team and all that. It just seems like a weird.
Somebody had to have asked him about that specifically.
I'm sure.
There's
no
way. Or maybe he is just still hung up on it. I don't know.
But possible. Yeah. By the way, I wanted to see, there's a million lists out there, but it's like CBS ranked the top 150 players in college football this year. And I wanted to see where the top duck was. And they have Isaiah World, the transfer, the left tackle. They have him as the 15th best player in college football.
Wow.
So
where did he transfer from?
He transferred from, was it Rhode Island? I believe.
They definitely had someone transfer from Rhode Island. I don't know if it was him.
I think it's...
Nevada.
Was it Nevada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
6'8", 310.
Yeah. Well, they'd say that if he has a good year, he could be a top 10 NFL pick.
Yes. Yeah. Was it their other one of the other linemen they had in the previous years?
So, yeah, I think it was maybe Johnny Cornelius or Rashad Strother,
one of
those guys. I think
maybe Cornelius was a Rhode Island guy. Yeah.
Who's the best player in college football according to that list?
Oh, is it Jeremiah Smith?
It's got to be him.
Who's number two?
I got to pull it up. According to this one, they're going with
Caleb Downs,
Klubnik and Lenora Sellers as 2 and 3. Jeremiah Love, the running back out of Notre Dame. Dylan Stewart's an edge out of South Carolina. There's Caleb Downs. Sam Levitt getting some love. Ryan Williams, receiver from Alabama.
South Carolina has two of the top 7 or 8 players in college football.
Yeah, Lenora Sellers, I guess, is dealing with a little bit of an injury. They said it's not going to be major, but he's in a boot right now.
Tons of hype on him, though.
Yeah, and South Carolina was a team that was right on the borderline of being a playoff team last year, And yeah, Dylan Stewart is supposed to, again, one of those guys that with a nice year is going to be a top five, top six draft pick in the NFL. But Leavitt getting some love. Trying to think of anyone else that like would be a household name. Because some of this is like you're not going to – like you wouldn't have heard of some of the people. Like Peter Woods is the defensive tackle out of Clemson. I don't think he's necessarily a household name. Anthony Hill, linebacker out of Texas. Transfer quarterback from WSU, Mateer. He's 16th for Oklahoma.
All right. Can't wait for college football, man.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
It's Division I football!
And that's the thing with college football, too. I mean, every year it's just a new cast of characters. And by middle of the year, you'll start to hear some of the buzz because you hear the NFL draft stuff and, you know, some people that you may not think about, like Sadiq at Oregon, the tight end. I think he will be one of those guys that by the middle of the year, he'll have a game somewhere in the run up to, you know, Penn State. He'll have a three touchdown. He'll have like a 12 catch, three touchdown, 180 yards. And we'll be like, where the hell is this guy? And you can just see the slow build, and that a guy like that will pop.
All right. It's time for In the News. Where were the largest tsunami waves in Oregon and how large were they? Next, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, quick. Trump's pronunciation of Tua's last name.
God. All right.
Because I can't remember it either.
I know. It's so bad.
It's Tag. He starts with Tag, right?
Tag. Tag a Viola.
No. He goes, Tag-o-Viola. Tagovailoa.
That's, I think,
that's Buck's, pretty good.
I think Buck's close.
Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, nice. Yes. Tagovailoa. Nice.
China. Tagovailoa.
Valia.
You gotta, it's, you gotta break it down into three specific parts. Tagovailoa.
Valia.
Yeah, and there's a question mark at the end. A little Ron Burgundy.
It is July 31, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted sexy newsman.
You are looking sexy today. Look at that V-neck. That's right. A little more chest meat out of you, though.
Need a deeper V.
Yeah, I'd like to see you go with a little deeper V.
Down here?
Yeah.
Down to my stern.
Well, now that you're doing all your hot sauna workouts, we need to see
those are not workouts.
We need to see the benefit of this.
Saunas are not workouts, dude. They are.
No, dude, they got workout benefits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. But believe me, all I'm doing is laying there, relaxing, listening to Dan Fogelberg.
You do a lot worse listening to Dan Fogelberg, you know, while...
Run for the roses.
While taking a schwitz.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. It's National Day of the Avocado.
Mm.
I don't know why we celebrate the avocado so much.
Yeah.
Does it seem like... I mean, I love avocado. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I do.
I feel like it gets a lot of love.
Yeah, it gets an exorbitant amount of love compared to other veggies and fruits.
Well, I think the Stevie Nicks cosplayers, the Honky Witches, I think they just kind of really... It became a thing, right? Avocado toast. It's like it's a superfood.
It is genuinely one of my favorite foods on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Avocado is delicious.
I love to add it to anything.
Anything.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, salads, eggs, sandwiches. Like, it goes with everything. I want it all the time.
I hear you, bro.
I just thought it became a very, like... It's very
almost trendy,
yeah. Crunchy. Oh, we'll put avocado. Like, you can get a piece of toast, you throw a slice of avocado on it, and they're like $17. Guacamole is the most overpriced thing outside of beef jerky.
Tell you what. Well, it is delicious.
Yeah.
You're so right about avocado toast, because when you order, is there anything that you can order that is more all over the map than avocado toast?
No. You have
because
no idea what you're going to get.
You have no idea what you're getting unless you have had the avocado toast at this particular place before.
Yeah.
When you order avocado toast, which I love a good avocado toast.
Sure.
But some avocado toast better than other avocado. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, it depends on what you, how much avocado's on there.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Is it tomato? Like, you know, do you got the glizzy on there, you know? And you just never know.
No.
It could be terrible. Or it could be great.
You just don't know.
Give me
man.
Another food that you ordered that is that all over the map.
I'm trying to think of what, gosh, where it is just, it is a crapshoot. I feel like chili's this way a lot for me. Because I'll really like, if you give me a good chili, I'm on board. But boy, you order a chili at a restaurant you don't know, that chili could be one of a million consistency, color, flavor, meat. You have no idea what's coming out.
Is it a hot take to say you should not be ordering chili from a restaurant if that's a home-cooked dish?
No, I don't think that's a hot take.
No, because you
I
know
like
why?
That take.
You know what you're getting. You know what's happening.
It's either like your kitchen sink chili or it's somebody else's that's been cooking for a while. Like, I'm not going to go get the chili at Chili's.
Yeah. Why would you order chili? Yeah. Why would you order chili at a restaurant?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure
what are we even doing?
I'm sure some places are known for their chili.
I'm sure it's on the menu.
Yeah. Get that Skyline spots. Chili, and then you get there and you're like, really, this is what you're famous for? Get out of here.
It is also National Spam Day.
I do like spam.
I have a confession to make.
Go for it.
I have never had spam.
Really?
No.
Nah, spam's good. Now, you're not eating spam just straight out of the can, but if you've hung out, like in college, we had so many polys, you're going to eat spam, and done right, my gal makes a spam fried rice. I'm telling you, shut it down.
First time I ever had spam was my Hawaiian RA in college. He would grill it up in like a little teriyaki sauce and take like ramen noodles out of the packet and cook them, but not in water. Yeah. And he would just make this like sticky teriyaki spam ramen. It was so good.
The other
spam.
One, you know those pre-made hash brown patties that you know?
Spam, yeah, yeah.
They're it's the perfect shape of what spam comes in. My gal will make a hash brown spam sandwich,
like a little breakfast musubi.
Oh, oh, so good.
That's great.
So good. It's probably gonna kill you. It's like 8 million calories, but damn, it's good.
Yeah, and a million.
Yeah, sodium.
Milligrams of sodium. Yeah.
Well, we were talking yesterday about tsunami warnings. And evacs,
yeah,
and how the tsunami is It's a tough one to predict. You don't really know.
No.
You don't really know.
No.
I was reading today about why we can't really predict how big or small a tsunami will be.
Mm-hmm. Come up with a conclusion?
Well, not really. It's it's a myriad of factors.
You're like, not really.
Sometimes it's like the plates shifting, you know, the earthquake, they didn't shift over that much area, whereas sometimes big earthquakes, they can shift over a much larger area, which displaces way more water.
Yeah.
And that's why it's bigger.
Okay.
I don't know, dude.
So basically, when the earthquake happens, all we can do is hold on to our butts and pray.
Kind of. Basically, all they can say is, this could be a big one. Buckle up. Yes. Which is exactly what they did with Hawaii.
That's all you can do. And then and I love when people get mad when it's not. Like, I'm sorry, did you want it to be the most devastating thing in the world? I think when we hype up a disaster and it doesn't happen, there is almost like this resentment from people. Like, how dare you? And you're like, you're seriously mad that thousands of people didn't die.
Yeah, they're frustrated. They got concerned over nothing. And you're like, well, people were trying to exercise caution. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they don't really understand what all goes into...
Yeah, it's just it's such a weird thing where it's like a hurricane and you're like, oh, that was nothing. Well, the one time it's not going to be nothing, you're going to sit there and be like, well,
you know where that happened a lot? COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. It wasn't that bad. I can't believe they made us do all this.
Meanwhile,
stuff.
Meanwhile, this person over here is dead.
Right. It wasn't. Obviously, was not perfect. It was handled poorly in a lot of ways, but people would get it and be like, see, it wasn't that bad. I didn't need to do all this. And yeah, millions dead.
So, we didn't have any major waves or anything here on the West Coast.
No. We didn't even get them in Japan. It was all pretty... all signs clear.
Of course, they are tracking wave heights. And we did see a surge. Minimal surge.
Mm-hmm.
Port Orford in southern Oregon
got
the highest surge. A tsunami of 1.4 feet.
Oh, I'm sure for someone out there who's like boogie boarding, you know, probably knocked you off and you're like, damn it.
You think so? Or would you just think that's a regular wave?
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, but they had heard about the whole storm, so maybe you can attribute that. You're like, oh.
So okay, that's a good question. So you're standing in the ocean.
Yeah.
Down off of the abandoned dunes.
Having a grand old time.
You're just standing there.
Yeah.
And they say, there is a tsunami coming, and you need to tell us when it gets here.
Mm-hmm.
If it rises to 1.4 feet at its highest, could you tell them when the tsunami got there? I don't think you could.
Probably not. You know, 1 foot doesn't really seem to, you know. We've all been there where you're like in, you know, the appropriate weighting is about mid-calf. You feel pretty good. You're walking through mid-calf, and then all of a sudden... Like the wave comes in and it touches right above the knee, and you're like, damn it, now my pants are wet and I rolled them.
It's like that.
That's the, yeah.
Maybe the water would recede a little bit more than normal. Maybe that would be a tell, but I don't know.
Don't even get started when it reaches your crotch, then your whole day is ruined. You're like, great. Now I got wet crotch. And you know, thanks a lot, tsunami. I got a wet crotch now. I got to deal with like the next hour and a half.
In California, Crescent City.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the highest waves along the West Coast that's in Northern California. 4 feet.
Oh. Well, if I know anything about, surfing, and I like to think I do because I've seen Point Break 17 times, I'm sure there were some bros out there that were catching some...
Surfing the tsunami,
bro? Surfing the tsunami.
He's not coming back.
Greatest end to any movie ever. Vaya con Dios.
Human remains have been recovered from a storage locker in the Dalles. After a person who bought the abandoned unit reported Tuesday that a container inside appeared to possibly contain remains.
Now, anytime you buy a container, I'm assuming you're hoping that there's like something cool inside, like some buried treasure. No, it's not treasure, but is there a more interesting thing you could find than a dead body?
Well, yeah, like a 10-pound box of $100 bills.
I said besides treasure. I'm not saying I'd be happy to find a dead body, but it would be interesting. You buy a locker on Storage Wars, you open that thing up, and you're like, come on, golf clubs. And you're like, I didn't find golf clubs or like any like cool old Coke memorabilia. I did find a corpse. I think that's mildly interesting.
You can have the corpse. I'm good.
No.
Yeah, I think I'd be a little freaked out by that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be all right.
A dead body in your storage unit? Really?
Well, I didn't put it there.
I know.
Yeah, but you're very...
You're not freaked. You're indifferent to it. It's
you're
impressive.
Very inconvenienced at that point, because now you have to call the cops. They're going to rope it off. You can't have access to your goods that you want to store in there.
Well, I'm guessing you probably... They give you a different one.
I'm just annoying. Genuinely impressed. It's kind of a meh for Souk.
Well, you know what I would do.
Well, you know, yeah. He'd spend some time with the body before he'd call the cops.
Well, I would definitely do...
Taking photos and selfies and poke it with a stick.
I'd certainly... would go find a stick. You got to find out if it's real or not. Look, I'm not saying it'd be cool. I'm saying it would be interesting. Like, you buy a storage locker and you're like, this is just another boring day, and next thing you know, dead body. It's interesting. That's all I'm saying.
It's not dull. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm saying. Which would you rather... I mean, I'm going to backtrack. You're not getting anything of value. So which would you rather have? A bunch of worthless clutter... Right? You got Nana's knickknacks that you got to deal with and you got to search through to make sure there's nothing interesting in there, or you get Nana in the corner herself.
I will take the knickknacks, please and thank you.
I'll take, like, what if it's like a Home Depot bucket of golf balls? I'd take that.
No.
Bunch of old Nana,
a storage full of Nana knickknacks that you got to deal with, or just Nana in the corner under a blanket.
The option you're presenting is dead body or no dead body. I will take the no dead body option.
Buck, you need more whimsy in your life, man. Take some chances. Get out there and mix it up.
I'm with Buck. No body.
I'll leave that chance to you.
That was in the Dalles.
Note to self, don't get storage locker in the Dalles.
The identity of the person will be determined through an autopsy, they say.
Well, I certainly hope so. There was no ID.
Thanks for that note.
There was no ID on the person.
Ooh, yeah. Would you check them for their wallet?
That's the question. Well, certainly I would do some poking. Yeah, I think I'm going through.
You'd check for the wallet.
I would check for the wallet. Yeah, you got it, right? You got to do like a quick security. I'm not going like deep dive, but I'll pat down. You know, I'll pat. You got to poke, then pat. I think that's the key. Poke, pat.
Coming up next, yet another thing we seem to get wrong has reared its ugly head.
Well, I think we get here a lot in of Portland. Wrong.
Well, that's why I said yet another thing. We will get to that when we return here on In the News on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a band called Goose.
I kind of like what they're laying down.
Well, you don't like jam bands.
They are kind of a jam band.
They're a jam band.
Is it a jam band?
Yeah.
A synthy jam band.
Oh. Well, if it goes on for like 9.5 minutes, then I'm out.
Who's a big Goose fan? Patrick Harris.
I can see that.
He's seen them live like 4 times, I think.
Yesterday I said that jam bands weren't really my thing, so we were talking about the Grateful Dead, and someone was like, you like Pearl Jam, Sook. And I said, Pearl Jam's a jam band?
Just because they have jam in their name does not make them a jam band.
Is that what he thought?
They must have.
Because they're not a jam band.
Well, no, but like, I mean, they'll when you go to a concert, they'll certainly, you know, kind of wander through some songs. But no, Fish, Grateful Dead, Widespread Panic, Pearl Jam? Yeah, you need to rethink what you think of as a jam band.
Hey, I'm just going to stay in my lane, okay? Drink BWR beer.
Now we're talking. I think it's something that we can all get behind.
Well, yet another thing that Oregon doesn't seem to have right.
Yeah.
We have an arson suspect, 35-year-old Aubrey Edwards, who was arrested twice yesterday. Officials believe he is connected to a slew of cases dating back to July 20th with the latest incident alleging to have occurred on his walk home from jail. So this case is shining a light on a policy that was passed in 2021 that allows a release officer to green light when someone can walk free versus when they're held pretrial. Okay?
Yeah.
So prior to the passage of this bill in 2021, the release decision was completely up to a judge during arraignment. Okay.
Sure.
Well, the bill required the state's judicial officers to establish a strict set of pretrial release guidelines that can be followed by release officers under the supervision of a judge. The decision is generally greenlit during hours when court is not in session. So basically, they're just saying, hey, you know, look, some of these perps, let's just, you know, it's kind of, it hurts their lives to be held before trial, they've got families.
Can you try to not light something on fire?
Right.
That would be nice.
But, I mean, you know.
This reminds me of...
That seems to be the wrong...
Yeah. If you think someone could light something on fire after releasing them, maybe don't release them. It's like when the guy was leaving the Oregon State Mental Hospital, and he said that he was going to bash someone in the head. And then on his way out the door, he picked up a rock and beat a lady in the head with it.
He told you he was gonna.
Maybe don't release him.
What do you want us to do?
I wonder if they asked the guy, now, sir, are you gonna light anything on fire on your way home? Absolutely not.
Yes.
Wink, wink. All right, good enough for me. Oops, I lit something on fire.
Supporters of the measure hope to reduce the duration of pre-trial jail stays in order to cause less harm to the livelihoods of individuals and their families accused but not convicted of lower-level crimes that, generally speaking, do not threaten lives. However, some feel that cases like Edwards point to flaws in a system that is based on guidelines rather than the trained discretion of an elected judge.
Yeah. Can we have some common sense and let the, let the judge... You know, don't we have like a risk like factor? Isn't that the whole point? Like bail, where the judge is like, "Hey, I think you're a risk," or "No, I don't." Hey, dude, you look like the sort of guy that's going to light a fire on the way home. Sorry, we're gonna keep you here for a while.
He did not light just one fire on his way home, no. Jason. He lit six.
You know, that's a commitment to excellence. Maybe he knew that once going back that he would be put in jail for a long time. So he's like, "I got to get my fires out of my system now. I got to light as many of these bitches as I can."
So he is now, they went and found him again. He wasn't hard to find.
No.
And they booked him in there, and he is now staying in jail. Good. And he has more than a dozen charges.
Yeah, so maybe we just hold on to him for a while. it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just writes itself.
Yeah, put him in jail!
I thought when you said things we weren't going to do well, I thought you were talking about you see the Nordstrom CEO?
No, I did not see the Nordstrom CEO.
The Nordstrom CEO said he didn't know how much longer they could hold out there in the old anchor store. Remember, we were talking about Pioneer Courthouse Square. They're saying that maybe it might Nordstrom might not be long for there.
Where is Nordstrom?
It's right there. It's the big anchor store at the Pioneer Courthouse Square.
I think you called it Pioneer Place yesterday.
Oh, Pioneer Place.
I was thinking Lloyd Center. We were talking Lloyd Center yesterday, yeah. So I was confused because I was like, there's no anchor stores at Lloyd Center.
No. That's,
the last anchor store at Pioneer Place
is Nordstrom.
Is Nordstrom.
And the CEO said that he wasn't certain how long they could hold out.
Doesn't everyone just go to the Rack?
Yeah, the Rack is right there. It's just, you know.
It's like a cheaper Nordstrom, but Nordstrom.
Yeah, they don't have all like the really nice stuff. So it's all the stuff that I think Nordstrom can't sell. But it's not good when the headline I saw today was Nordstrom CEO says unsure how long we can continue to operate in Portland. Because that really is one of the last really big...
Well, why is he saying that? Is he saying that because of the homeless issue down there?
Declining sales, all of that. We're not getting the foot traffic down there. It's just not good. Because we lost REI. We lost Nike. Nordstrom. It's not good when big anchor stores that have been there forever are...
They should move into the Ritz.
Yeah.
Cheap rent.
I've heard there's... Or maybe Lloyd Center. I heard Lloyd Center, you can get a hell of a deal right now.
I think they moved out of Lloyd Center, did they not?
Boy, if you were to put a real full-fledged Nordstrom at Lloyd Center, how would that go?
Not good. Would you have more sales or shoplifts?
Oh, 100% shoplifts. Well, the idea that anyone that could afford... Nordstrom is expensive. Not the Rack, but the actual Nordstrom. You imagine anyone that could shop at Nordstrom ever stepping foot inside today's Lloyd Center? I would film that and make a reality show out of it.
Let's get the hell out of here.
I want to see that Lake Oswego couple, like with wearing tennis gear. I want to see them cruise on down. Todd and Margo park outside of the Lloyd Center and stroll on into the Nordstrom.
All right, that's in the news. July 31, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next hour, Happy Gilmore 2 is smashing records. And do you need a new sport? This is The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.